Hey, it's your girl Rosie. I'm back with another episode of Rosie's Mini Tings, y'all. I am celebrating my 3-year podcast anniversary today, y'all. Yes, I've made it to 3 years. And as I've stated in the last episode, it's definitely been a journey. If you haven't listened to it, go back. I talk about the highs, the lows, the weirdos, the bum-ass people that I've met. But yes, 3 years. Podcasting. I started during the panoramic and the pandemic, y'all. And I never thought I would get to where I've gotten to with podcasting. Like, I've literally met some amazing people, which has opened up and created opportunities in all different aspects, business, personal. So I'm definitely grateful. But I wanted to take this time to talk about growth. Yes, y'all. Y'all, I'm not gonna say because I'm 35 now, but like I am so amazed at the growth that I've been experiencing within myself. Like, I think it was D Uncle Dolemite from Too Much Game Podcast one time when we were having a conversation, and I was like, with age come wisdom, I believe. I think it was him. And he was like, no, with experience comes wisdom. And it's true. I've experienced so many different things that I'm not gonna say I'm at my I don't give a fuck, because I still care, of course. But now I understand why old motherfuckers really just don't be giving a fuck about half the shit young people do. Like, because it's really not important in the grand scheme of things. If you don't wanna do something, don't fucking do it. If something makes you uncomfortable, remove yourself from the situation, whatever that is. If you want to say something so someone understands where you're coming from, vocalize it. If you don't like what someone's doing to you, vocalize it. And I'm really just at the point where I'm like, I'm not trying to fuck with nothing that doesn't align with what I envision for myself. And that is in every aspect, from jobs to coworkers to friends to relationships to my son and the way that I operate with him. I understand I don't have control over everything, but the stuff that I can control, I'm going to control it. It's my fucking life. Like, it's my life. And I'm talking about from the smallest things. One thing that I've given up, and I'm hell bent on that shit, because like I literally don't have time for it, is birthday dinners. Lord Jesus, when I tell you, I don't care anybody that invites me to a big birthday dinner, I'm literally not coming. And I'm not gonna flake, I'm not gonna come up with excuses. I'm literally telling people I'm not coming to your big birthday dinner because I no longer want to, and that's just the way it is. If I'm conversing with a guy and I just don't like what he's saying, there's no more like, oh, red flag, but there's no but. I'm accepting niggas exactly the way they are. Like, no ifs, ands, and buts. Not like, oh, well, if I should. No. And I know it's like common sense that it's something I should have done a long time ago, but as a woman, you grow experiences, you think you could change people, you can't. And even friendships, if I feel like I don't align with somebody anymore and our friendship has expired, then it just is what it is. And none of it has to be like beef or, okay, now all of a sudden there's a problem. There is no problem. You just no longer align with what the fuck I'm trying to do in my life. I don't want people that complain all the time. And to be honest, I know it's gonna shock y'all. I don't even like talking as much as I used to like talking. My son was like, no, I know you lying. No, I literally don't. Like, I enjoy just not having to talk and sometimes just not having anything to say. I've had to go in the office a couple times this past week, and a lot of times they were like, are you okay? Yeah, I just have nothing to say. Like, and I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't think it's a bad thing. I just realized that I want to talk less, unless it's necessary. Now I'm always down for a good conversation. Don't ever get it twisted, but I don't know. And I can't say, I will say, like, my solo trip to Mexico has definitely contributed to like enhancing all these thoughts that I've had prior to that vacation, because it's only been a month. So I ain't gonna make it seem like, oh, I'm this new person because I went to Mexico solo. I'm not. I mean, I am, but it's not really because of that. I just think it enhanced, like I said, the thoughts that I already had, which when I was on vacation, I did not have to worry about talking to somebody when I didn't feel like talking. Like, I didn't have to wake up and be like, okay, now I have to talk. I didn't have to talk to somebody when I really wanted to fall asleep, but they kept wanting to have a conversation. I literally just did whatever I wanted, and I love that for me. Like, I don't know. I'm really on this growth journey, which I really enjoy. A lot of podcasts that I used to listen to, a lot of topics that I used to engage in on social media, I no longer care to do so, because I'm always down for some type of, like, you know, little conversation. I'm not all serious or anything, because I'm always going to be a jokester, and I'm always here to talk about some fuck shit. But I pick and choose the fuck shit that I want to talk about, and I pick and choose the fuck shit that I want to engage in. I don't have time to do it all the time like I used to. It's non-productive, first and foremost, but there's always time, you know? You could always make time, but it's, like, not to the level or, like, the amount of time that I used to spend doing it. I definitely unfollowed pages like The Shade Room. But the thing is, I still look at The Shade Room. That's why I'm like, I'm not fully above the bullshit, but I don't need The Shade Room on my timeline. I have unfollowed them. I know where to find them anytime I want to see what's happening. Like I just did earlier, I was like, oh shit, I haven't seen what was on The Shade Room for like a week. So I went and I looked. Sometimes it'll be like a month and I'll forget all about The Shade Room. And then I'll be like, oh, and I skim through and I'm like, oh, let me see what catches my eye. What have I missed? And most of it just be bullshit, yo. I'd be like, Lord, society has got to get a grip on life. Most of it just be nonsense. So I really don't care to engage or, you know, see that type of stuff on a regular basis. But every now and then I'm going to go back and see what I missed. Okay, that's what I said. I'm not fully above the bullshit. And like, I don't know. I'm telling you, I really sit back and think about all the things either my mom, my dad, or like older people used to tell me and I didn't get it. And the thing is, like, when older people will tell you one day you're gonna see, I am seeing. And that's with everything. Like, all these things that they used to try to teach me and I thought I knew it all. And what a humbling experience, okay? What a humbling experience to just go through life, go through experiences, get to an age where you're like, I get it. And that's where I am. And I'm sure I'll continue to grow and learn more and more, not only about myself, but just like about what makes me happy, what makes me mad, what makes me uncomfortable. Like, and I love that for me, y'all. And another thing I wanted to talk about, it kind of ties into it. And okay, I'm gonna say it because society, oh Lord Jesus, motherfuckers are too easily influenced. And I'm not. And I mean, every now and then I will buy some shit off TikTok because hello, I'm like, hold on. But that leads me to Keith Lee. Now, everybody that follows Keith Lee on either Instagram, TikTok, I don't know if he has a Twitter. He's doing amazing work, which is getting businesses that really aren't selling food like that. He goes, he buys the food with his own money. He reviews it and he basically says yay or nay. And I think that's great, you know, because I kind of do that. I, on my travel page, if y'all have TikTok, make sure you follow me, or I'm not your friend. No, I'm kidding. But do follow me. Travel with Rosie on TikTok. And people really just hold on to every word Keith says. And I high-key think it's a mental illness. Like, this nigga's taste buds are nothing like your taste buds. So, it's one thing if he talks about, like, the experience was absolutely terrible, which I say in all of my videos, people can always check out. Okay, I'm lying. I don't say it in all my videos, but I think I made a few disclaimers. Like, just because I have an experience, people can go and have a different experience. Just because I thought something was trash, people can go get food and maybe they'll think it's good. But I'm always going to give my experience, which is the same thing that he's doing. But the fact that he can influence people where today he could say, this chicken sandwich was bomb as fuck. And tomorrow the people can be sold out because people are like, Keith Lee said it was great. Okay. And then he could go to another spot and he could be like, oh, I had I don't know, some chocolate. The cho one person he influenced, I mean, no, he didn't in well, he influenced a lot of people. One lady, he tried her chocolate, he did a video about it. She literally sold out of her chocolate, her whole inventory, and was able to retire from her job from teaching. And that's great for her, and that's great that Keith was able to help sis in that way. But the fact that he was able to influence that many people based on his own taste buds, that's not mental illness. But this is the world that we live in. It's the same as like a celebrity when they wear something, as goofy as it looks, people will go and wear it just to say, like, oh, well, Kim K had it on, or Lil Kim had it on, or whatever. I just don't think I'm interested in like 95% of the stuff that like society has to offer. And I'm not easily influenced by many things. Again, I am human. I am a part of the generation where, yes, you do see something and you're like, I want to try it for myself. Or you see a cute little spot and you're like, oh, that spot looks dope. I want to try it. I bought some fat oil, NYX fat oil, ladies. I definitely seen on TikTok and I did buy it. I feel like certain things, it's like, okay, like a lipstick or a t-shirt or, you know, clothes or something that's not like, okay, this looks foolish, but because this celebrity had it, do what you like, buy what you like. Are you people like, I can't. And again, I don't know. I've always been like this, so I won't say this is a matter of like growth, but I think I'm really starting to realize how fucked people are out there, where it's just like, I'm going to always stay true to myself. I have always stayed true to myself, but the older I get, the more I truly want to never stop being myself, doing the things that make me happy, not jumping on bandwagons because the world is doing it. I don't know. I just wish more people would do the same. And I think through life, people will experience different things and they will get to the same point that I'm getting at, but they're not there yet. And some people won't, because some of y'all motherfuckers old as shit doing some nonsense. But I don't know. I'm just really happy with the direction and life that I'm going in on a personal journey. I love my friends, my son, my family. And I don't know. I just like the way things are going for me, and I wish people could experience such. And I know there's a lot going on in the world where it's like hard for people to like fully be able to grasp a lot of things because it is a fucked up world out there. But I don't know if you can like find your little peace and happiness in the midst of chaos, that would be great, because it's like if you're here and you're alive, then make the best out of each day. Not me sounding like a life coach. Okay, no, I'm definitely not giving life coach. I'm really just expressing how I've been feeling, and I do like it for me. So I don't know. I'm just looking to see where the road leads me and how things continue to progress. But I'm definitely not on no fuck shit. I'm definitely just trying to go through life, find what makes me happy, what puts me in a happier mood at all times. And of course, if I need to be sad because I have gone through some things, then I allow myself to be sad. But I do pick myself up and be like, bitch, you can't be sad for a hot minute now. But the goal is to just, I don't know, find things that like make you happy. Like, I don't know, nice weather. And I live in New England, y'all. So people down South Florida, y'all always have nice weather. So y'all don't really know what we're talking about, but it does make a big difference. Like, ever since it started getting warmer, now that we're spring in spring, it's about to be summer, my mood is drastically different. Like, I just love everything. I love the fresh air. I love sunny days. I love just taking a walk and just being one with nature. Like, I don't know, it's really nice. But you know, find little things that make you happy, y'all. But once again, thank you for listening and tuning in to another episode of Rosie's Mini Tings. And yeah, come back for another episode. I don't know when I'm gonna drop one. I think I do have another topic that I do want to talk about, and it comes to pa it's about parenting, and the realization of certain things. But I don't know when I'll drop that one. But again, thank you for listening, and happy Podversary to me, y'all. Bye.